example, if I put on your glasses, I'd be blurred vision because they're coming from your perception. Well, think
you got,
about it.
Right now you got double vision.
No, I got single vision. I see what I see. I know what
right,
I know.
Right, monotoned. You gotta look through a prism.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Change your perception.
Yeah, put your face in between a new pair of fucking thighs. That's how you change it. Listen, it goes back to vagina. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Thank you for listening to episode 20 of So You Think You Got Problems With The Situation. Once again, I don't know if I'm really your host. I'm your facilitator, Dr. C, with the creative content, Marty, and Baseball Tony. We will be right back before you know it with episode 21. All right, well, welcome to episode 21.
That's weird.
Let's roll. What's the situation?
No, here we are. Episode 21. So You Think You Got Problems With The Situation, Dr. C, Marty, and Baseball Tony. You know, as I often say, Marty, as we sit down, and I kind of bust your balls a little bit, bust your sack, around the fact
I think the greatest
show that we do is the one that's off mics. And then often our engineer, producer, stagehand, director.
Model.
Right. Reminds us that save it for the podcast. There's just, you know, save it for the therapy session. And then you go cold.
I do. I'm sorry. We talked so much before the prep, before we get on.
But you want to prep.
I know.
But it's almost like the
foreplay.
It's foreplay, but then, you know, you have a
pre-jack.
Yeah, what do they call it? That.
What?
Well, right. I was going to say that, but I was thinking there was a more, I think, I don't know. I was thinking of a more accurate term, but regardless, it's almost like the sound right before a concert, right? The sound check.
Yeah.
Is better than the concert itself.
All right. Well, we'll work on that. I don't know. Maybe we should be mic'd up as soon as I walk in. Yeah.
Right. So. Well, with that said, okay. So, touching upon some of the things that we did kind of discuss in pre-production was that one of the ideas that we had off mic was, one way for you to maybe build your chip count when it comes to friends, and then possibly, you know, reintroducing yourself to the other side of humanity is to have a...
Are you okay?
Just kind of.
Jesus Christ! Swallow it. Get it over with.
To have a housewarming party for you this summer once you get through the COVID piece. You know, by then I think most of us will be vaccinated, and hopefully a lot safer, right? And then we were thinking, like, geez, we could just have like a real throwback as if we're back in high school, and then we started kind of ticking off the names on the big board of who we'd want there that would definitely kind of bring this thing to life and almost really, you know, recreate, you know, some of the best moments that we've talked about that have come from certain parties and just the chaos that ensues. So what do you think about that? What do you think about having people over at your place? And potentially, you know, damage to your place too.
I don't know. I think there will be damage if we the cast of characters that we bring in. So how am I sounding there, Baseball Tony? There's a little bit of a sound check problem.
Well, you're coming along clear for me.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about like a big board, like a Deadpool, like who's going to be the first one to go off. Right? Who's the first one to really make it feel like it's the old days?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so you're thinking like a kegger for the ages, right? One last fucking round, one last bringing in everyone, all the players.
Right.
And kind of reliving the 80s one last time. Great idea. I don't know if I can do it at my place, though. Seriously. It's not conducive. It's not going to hold.
It would be like a block party. I mean, the few young neighbors that you have would be interested. Like, geez, this guy's been quiet for the last 10 months. I didn't know he was a gamer.
They're geriatrics around my house. What do you mean? There's no, except for my next door neighbor, there's two chicks. Yes. Oh. All right. Well, maybe there's a way to, yeah. Okay, whatever. I don't know.
But you're uncomfortable with the idea of having people over.
I just think that the amount of talent we're going to bring, the amount of alcohol we're going to consume, I think is more conducive for a park-like setting where people can sprawl out.
Remember, we're talking about like now middle-aged guys. So do you think they could still bring the heat?
I think once they get a few in them, it's in their DNA. I think it comes, they resort back to what they know or do.
Which would be like what, the smashing beer cans over their heads and throwing bodies onto cars?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I've seen it. You've seen it through the days. And if we invite those types of people back, we're going to get the same kind of reaction. Of course we are.
That'd be fun.
So I think the park would be great. That way there's room to puke. There's room to have sex in the woods. There's room to, have loud music and stuff, funnels.
But I just love the image of you coming out of your room with a cigar and an ascot around your neck and just, blowing smoke rings.
An ass what?
An ascot.
Okay. I don't know about anything about that. That sounds
like a Hugh Hefner kind of like velvet robe.
Yeah. Listen, no, I'm the X factor in a party like this. I may be out within the first 5 minutes. That's the problem. I might wake up and say, how was the party?
So nothing would be different. It really would
right.
be like
if I play my part the way it's supposed to be played, I'm out in the first 5 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. It'd be like Back to the Future. You have a chance to recreate some of your past, but also reset what the future may be holding for
right.
you.
Right. Well, that means, don't consume a large amount of alcohol in a short period of time.
But also close the deal. Like, you're the funny guy around the keg, and then, and then you escort the young lass.
Oh, yeah. I see where you're going with this, because I was a jester for years, right? Walk around, right. make me laugh, but don't tickle my ass. That's preserved for the jock. Right. So maybe I'll have a chance now.
Maybe a bicycle clown.
Maybe I'll start to learn how to juggle or something. Whatever. I don't know. It's just an idea. But yeah, now do you think we're going to pull this off?
I think we could. I mean, our one listener.
Yeah.
Maybe two. But our one listener definitely is connected still.
Yeah, he's connected, but he's also in Florida. So, like.
That's the guy bringing the wall-to-wall chicks.
Oh, who are you talking about? Wait.
Bird.
Oh, okay. All right. I think it's got to be at a park. I really do. Now, the thing is, are people going to be able to do it, or are they going to be caught up in their lives and wives? You know what I mean?
Let's kind of, not brainstorm, but let's kind of walk this through then. You bring up a good point. Families, maybe kids. I would think a lot of us by now who do have kids, they're old enough to where they don't really need to be watched, or they could be in college for by now. And then also, it may be more acceptable to say, I'm going to Marty's house for a gathering. He just moved into his place, moved out of his mom's place. He's moving on. It's a housewarming. It's been delayed for a year. So it may be sort of a safer setup versus I'm going down to Powder Mill.
Yeah, but listen, if you have 50 plus people, my house can't accommodate that.
Well, that's why it'd be the summertime. You got like the sort of patio, enclosure kind of thing, and you always got the garage that we can set up the kegs.
I guess. I just moved into this place. I'm going to be evicted. I mean, but here's the thing. I know this for sure. We're not inviting anyone who can't bring it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Go back, because now I'm wondering.
What?
I'm wondering. What's holding you back?
What do you mean holding you back?
Well, I mean, it seems like you're uncomfortable with the idea of having people over. It's like weird science. I mean, why you talk about that you want these parties, and
it's
now you have the party, and you're in the bathroom floating air biscuits.
Because you're living in the 80s where it was normal.
But this would be the 80s party.
But back in the 80s, you could have blow up parties and neighbors would never call the cops. Here I'm living attached to people in a basically senior citizen home, and they will call the cops immediately on loud music or people puking out.
Well, the people that you think are going to be calling you in are the ones who are in their 30s or 40s. This is dialing it back for them, too.
I don't know.
You're doing the neighborhood a favor.
All right, we'll set it up. I don't know if it's going to even happen. You know?
Okay, so here's my sort of awkward transition from one house to another. You have to bring Mommy Durst, right? Huh? She's going out of town for a while.
Yeah.
So are you house sitting? Are you going to go back to her place? You know what? Here's an excellent opportunity. I got to go to work. So you go to your mom's house to do some work. Get out of your house. You got two places that you're going to have to kind of manage while she's out of town.
You want me to go back to my mom's house while she's going to Florida?
Well, I don't want you to go back there. What I'm saying is, could you use that as another outlet just to get out of your house to do some work somewhere else?
I don't know. That's going back to where I was to, you know, I don't know about that. That's like, I don't know if that's going to work for my... Whatever
you need some furniture, right? I mean, wouldn't it be funny if, like, you just cleaned her out and just brought all her stuff to your place?
Yeah, although I don't like her furniture. It's, you know what I mean? She tried to give me some of it, and I said no. All right, so listen. All right, so we got this party that's may or may not happen.
Well, okay. Let's say it does happen, and it plays out the way you hope that it won't, but it would make it a party to remember. If the cops show up. Now, that's not the first time the cops showing up on you, is it?
No. I've had some run-ins with the cops in my day.
Yeah. And as we talked about, again, this is where the real sort of therapy happens off mic. But as we've talked, you continue to have these aha experiences where you're recognizing some of the dysfunction in relationships and how that gets played out differently in other ones, especially with, you know, Anel that you talked about, just realizing that you're just scratching the surface of that cray-cray. And as you're talking about, you know, some of the other previous run-ins with the law, would you like to kind of unpack a little bit about another crazy experience you had had?
With the cops?
Or with a relationship that you don't want to revisit. That's something you don't want to redo.
Are you talking about my first relationship or my last one? The beach thing?
Yeah.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I got a lot of skeletons in the closet, okay? I could open a Halloween shop. I don't really know where to begin. I feel like, and by the way, the dreams are coming back. Bad dreams from my ex. They're coming, popping up in my head. Last night I had a dream, and she was like, just as how I envisioned her when I met her, you know what I mean? Hot and this and that.
That's not a bad dream, is it?
Well, it is when I'm begging her back and she's, you know, cold as ice, but still looks as hot as hell, right? Cold and hot. So.
Foreigner.
Please. Why does everything have to be a sports or a rock and roll analogy?
You said cold as ice.
So, anyways, yeah, my running with the law. So, I've done everything. I've impersonated a cop, I've tried to pull a gun from a cop, I've been arrested by cops. So there's been a pattern. And by the way, I tried to be a cop too, as well.
That's right. That surprised the hell out of me. So yeah. You took the exam one time.
I did. Yeah. That's how I met my first crazy, girlfriend at the police exam.
And again, I don't want to jump ahead and just kind of like spoil the ending, if you will, but you know, you're trying to convince a cop that you're trying to be a cop.
That's right. Yeah. So there's a lot of stories around the cops things, you know. So the one that we were talking about is I went on a camping trip with my girlfriend, the first girlfriend, and we were, out in Shorehaven, you know, doing the camping and, toasting marshmallows and whatnot and stuff. And, it was a volatile relationship to begin with. So at any moment in time, we could get tripped up in an argument of some sort, you know, something could set us off. And this was no different, even though we were on a vacation. and we were going to the beach, and I don't, obviously, so many years ago, I don't know what we were arguing about. I don't fucking know, right?
Well, you guys were young too, right? 20s?
Yeah, we were young. I mean, I was 25 or whatever. She was 21 or something like that. And I had met her at the police thing, and she, you know, we had moved in real quick, which was a mistake. And then I moved out, like within 3 months.
Well, and again, a little sort of, I guess, clinical feedback, as I recall, too. I mean, in thinking about, again, in hindsight and in reflection upon how volatile this relationship been, and moving out and into something that you thought was different was really, you know, a recapitulation of the chaos that you were leaving.
Yeah, at the time, I didn't realize that.
And a fire to a frying pan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize that. Now, I mean, reflecting back, absolutely, that's what it was, right? Coming back from, it's like just taking another tour of Nam, right? It's just like fucking going, you know, you just got back to the U.S. states, and like, oh, no, you're back on another plane. You're going back to Nam. We need you for the next tour. So that's kind of what, it was an extension of my family life.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so me and her kind of acted like my parents. And at the time, I didn't think that was unusual.
Right.
It was a pain in the ass, and it was stressful.
But it's what you knew.
But that's what I do.
Right.
Even today. So anyways, somehow we got in an argument out on the beach. We're heading to the beach, and she's ahead of me. And I don't want to go on the beach now with her because she's pissing me off. I have no idea what the argument's about. Probably, you know, I'm an underachiever. I'm a disappointment. And, you know, you're just like your father or something like that. And so next thing I know, she kicks sand at me in my face.
Wait, were you down? Or, I mean, that's a pretty...
No, she turned
That's a pretty high kick.
Yeah, well, she's pretty athletic when she wants to be, when she's pissed. So, you know, all right. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, she had the car keys. I just wanted to get back in the car and go back to the campsite. That was my objective, right? And when you're arguing like this, you're not paying attention to what's around you.
Right, you're dialed in, you're tunnel visioned.
You're pissed, right? You know? And so she keeps walking, and I'm like, give me the goddamn keys. I want the keys. I want my $2. And so it's like...
Better off dead.
So finally... Okay. Well, I had that coming. So I'm like, I had no choice but to try to get the keys from her.
Now, did you say...
What?
Are you the key master? I am the gatekeeper.
Okay, you need to stop. So I went to try to get the keys from her, and I may or may not have... you know, took her down to get the keys.
You tackled her on the beach?
I don't know if it's a tackle, more of a...
Or did you lunge and miss her and you get her at the ankles?
We kind of, you know... Yeah, I tripped her up. I tripped her up. Right at the laces, right at the end. And she goes down, and I go down. And now, I'm not trying to harm her. I'm trying to get the keys from her hand.
Right.
Okay, so I'm doing this, and the next thing I know... I feel the weight of, I don't know, 400 pounds coming on top of me. Two dudes. I mean, fucking, they got my neck planted in the fucking ground, buried in the sand. I can't hear the guy because I'm so fucking deep. But I hear this like, you know, you fucking, and I fucking come up for air and it's like, the guy's like, I'm an undercover cop or something. He announces himself, right? I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking care. I want the fucking keys, right? So this guy called, and now this is all on the beach, so everybody's watching me. I'm planted in the fucking ground. She's up now. Everyone's like, are you okay? Even though they don't know, she was, you know, instigated a lot of this beforehand. So then they call the fucking park ranger guy or whatever. The guy who, he watches the park. And he comes up, and I'm trying to explain to him. There's no one listening. He frisks me and fucking handcuffs me and throws me back in the fucking cop car. And next thing you know, I'm off. I'm off to fucking Jailhouse Rock. And she's like, you know, she's being carried around like, you okay? You know, holy fuck, what an asshole. So I stayed in there for I don't know how long, and then I got a citation, right? For
did you get a call? Did you make a call?
I wonder if I did make a call. I think I called her.
Can you bring the? Can you bring the car with the key?
Yeah, I said once again, we need the keys because we need to leave. So can you like give? Can you bring the car and the keys? So and then we took off. And then we had to go back like weeks later for because she did I believe get some kind of citation too. I don't know what.
Disturbing the peace kind of thing.
But whatever. And then we had to pay a big fine and I came across that in my files just recently after 20 years of it. You know, I looked at that thing and just shook my head. I was just like, oh, God, good times. So, yeah. So that's just one experience with, I tell you the time I was, I actually did try to take a cop's gun. Did I tell you that?
No, why would you do that? would possess someone to think that that's a good idea?
Well, I was at a party and I was drunk and we were waiting for the strippers to arrive. And then I,
so you thought this guy was one of the strippers?
No. He came in at a time when I was sick, actually, throwing up as usual, waiting for the strippers. And then someone said, hey, the strippers are here. And honestly, I rebounded immediately when I heard the strippers are here. And it was well worth the watch. These fucking chicks were hot, and they knew exactly what they're doing. Next thing you know, I'm on the ground with a stripper, right? You know, they're doing their thing, whatever, the carpet rub over me. And
You got any rug burns?
Pitch fucking tent, the whole thing. And anyways, I got up, and then after they were done, we were in the kitchen, and the cop comes because the neighbors called, whatever. And, you know, I don't know what possessed me. I think I was just kidding around in front of my friends, and the cop was, his back was to me, you know? And I don't know, if, you understand how much alcohol is running through my veins at this point. And I'm like, I thought it'd be a good idea to.
Like you had the thought, it led to the impulse, and you didn't even, there's no governor.
Right. Now, thank God my friend was sober and knew what to do, right? I mean, he prevented me from.
What'd you do, slap your hand?
Yeah, he basically pushed me away from the fucking cops. Could you imagine that? Oh my God, that'd be not good for me, huh?
Oh, it would have been two hits, him hitting you and you hitting the floor.
So anyways, what else we got? Oh, I impersonated a cop one time. I was, I'm sure everyone's done this, right? You know, you get
impersonate police officers?
Well, in terms of like, one night I was cruising around with my friend and we hit one of the big spotlights, you use to look at the numbers on houses and shit if you're delivering pizza or something like that, for example. And we were going down this road.
That on your car then.
I know I should. Something great. Shine right through the house and shit. Watching people undress and shit. Oh, I was looking for your number. We see this guy fucking driving. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning and he was driving erratic, like he couldn't keep within the lines, right? I'm like, all right, we got our first fucking boy here. Let's fucking pull him over. So we have no siren or something like that, so we start flashing the lights and shit. Finally, the guy does pull over. And then when he pulls over, I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. Like, this is, now what? The guy, and so the guy's pulled over, we're pulled over, and we're like, looking at each other like, are we going to do this or what? So we got out of the car, and we're fucking like cops on both sides of the car.
Now, did you have a flashlight so he could shine it in his eyes so he couldn't make
you
out?
Well, we flashed the light, the spotlight, onto his car so that when I was in front of the driver's door, he couldn't really see my face that great. You know, it's like a fucking, he got pulled by a UFO or something, right? It's like fucking, and the guy's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, asshole, you fucking driving around crazy? You'd be drinking tonight or not? Yeah. Get the fuck off the roads then, right? Because I was doing a public service. I felt like I was, And he bought it. He fucking bought the whole thing.
Did you tell him it was a warning? I'm letting you off.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. What am I going to do? I'm not going to actually fucking put him in our car.
You should have.
What did he do? He put him in our car.
Did he hand over like the license and registration? Then you could walk back to the car.
Oh, that would
for like yeah, 10 we, minutes and yeah, just sit there and wait.
We didn't do that. Jesus Christ. I mean, that would be. That's. Yeah, I should have done that. That'd be great. Just sitting there.
Then come back.
Let us sit on it for a while, right? All right. Get the fuck off the roads. Right. So that was good times, I guess. I don't know.
What happened with your brother though? He called the cops on you too?
Yeah, yeah. My mom called cops on my dad. Everyone calls cops on everybody, right? I mean, that's how it works. Yeah, my brother owned a sub shop down on Monroe Ave. And
where was it exactly?
Where?
Is it now something else, or did it completely get replaced by like entirely different?
It was a hot dog place now. It's behind Little Caesars. You know, when you take a right off of 490 on Monroe, it's right there past the Hess gas station.
Okay.
And Little Caesars
right
there.
You talking about Dogtown?
Yes. Yes, it was Dogtown. Yep, called Goodfellas.
No shit.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Sub shop, yep. Well, it's great, but my brother didn't really have the...
That's a tiny joint, too.
Very tiny, and it also requires sub rolls to have a sub shop, and my brother always ran out of sub rolls. So, you know, people would come in, and we'd be like, we're out of rolls all the time. So, you know, here's a bag of meat. It's like, what the fuck? And my brother's always behind Little Caesars anyways. It's my fucking day off. I'm like, well, yeah, but this is your business. I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to keep this thing afloat, right? And he'd come down all pissed off if customers were coming in on his day off. And I'm like, this is how it works though, right? I mean, we don't have enough people to run the place. So anyways, one day, and by the way, too, we had this wall where we cut eyes out of it. And you could stand behind the wall and imitate my brother. This other worker and me would have a fucking, like he would get behind the wall and I'd act as I'm my brother. And my brother would be watching us do this like while he's doing something like, you fuckers. And then I would say to this guy who's behind the wall, I'd be like, you know, hey Mike, it's my day off. And then this guy behind the wall would be like, it's me shop. We call it me shop. It's, you know, it's
me Ted.
Yeah, yeah. It's my fucking shop. It's my day off. I shouldn't be working. Like he'd invite my brother and fucking. Anyways,
wait, I don't understand. Like the holes in the wall, were they for eyes or were they, you know, glory holes?
No, there was no fucking glory holes. Although he did hire the back in the day, that was the what was the guys who went around and filmed people? The sex. What the fuck was it called? What am I thinking here? Life Without Shame. You ever heard of that?
No, I thought, is that like Girls Gone Wild? I thought you were
Well, it's kind of. So he would bring in these this girl from Life Without Shame, and they would film and stuff. I remember one time she went in the bathroom, and she was changing. Like, and then we did this skit where she put her tit on the scale, the meat scale.
Perfect.
You know, that's the kind of that was the image we wanted to portray out there, I guess, at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, you know, come down to Goodfellas and get a tit full of fucking subs or whatever. And me back then, I just wanted to fucking, you know, just annihilate her. Annihilate. But that never happened. Oh, fuck. All right, so what are we talking about?
The cops. You
think so? Look it up.
Cops.
And he would have strange people coming in and out of that sub shop all the
it's
time.
It's on Monroe Avenue. What do you want? That's probably back when Monroe, yeah. That theater was open.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, one day I go to work, and it's, you know, one of those days where my brother is all pissed off about something, and we start fucking going back and forth. We're just opening the shop around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And things got fucking out of hand, you know? I had enough of his shit. And I may or may not have, you know, started to destroy the place. So I started with a chip rack, right? That fucking thing goes right down. Fucking tore it right down, right? And next thing I know, I get hit in the fucking back with a ketchup bottle.
Like a heavy one, glass one, huh? Yeah, not the plastic ones they make
today.
Oh,
no, glass, right on the spine. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm down to my knees. I'm like, this is real. This is fucking real. Now this is a game on. Game fucking on. So we exchanged explicits, you know, back and forth, whatever, you know, back and forth, you asshole, fuck you. And I decided to be mature about it and get the fuck out of the place and walk it off. So I go for a walk around the block, you know. I come back. It's a cop car in a fucking parking lot, right?
Now, did you make the connection, or did you notice it, or did you not notice it, or did you notice it and think, geez, what happened since I've been gone?
No, I made the connection. I couldn't believe it, but I made the connection, right? The chip rack is blocking the entrance to get into the fucking shop. My brother's behind the counter. The cop's waiting for me to come back. And I'm like, is this really happening? And then I hear him say, I want him fucking arrested. Right? Now, meanwhile, customers are flowing in, right? And they're seeing, you know, whatever. And I'm in the back of the cop car. I'm like, is he really pressing charges? What the fuck is happening here? So I never got arrested.
Now, all during this time, were you still in this relationship with the initial woman from the beach?
Yes. So I had a couple things going on. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean by that? Is that...
I didn't know. Was she still your first call?
Yeah, probably, which is weird to say because she's calling the police on me as well. So that's interesting. Crazy times. Crazy fucking times. So...
Well, to circle back, I mean, you could relive those times when it comes to, you know... Summer throwback party.
Oh, fuck yeah. Listen, you put me in that situation again, it'll be old school. Absolutely. That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm telling you. First of all, whoever comes to this thing needs to come with their game, their A game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want anyone just holding a beer and thinking like they're a part of it. No, you're not a part of it unless you need to be in the game. And that's why we need to be selective of the cast, the characters that will be coming to this party. And maybe I'll get laid out of it.
Good.
Might.
And again, like I said, you might, you know, bring up your chip count again in terms of, you know, your friend list.
Yeah, that would help. Be helpful. We're fucking almost to zero here. So it'd be nice to get that going in the right direction. I just don't, logistically speaking, though, you need kegs. You need music. You need some food. You need... and people willing to fucking take off a day to have, you know, not take off a day, but I mean, right, their schedule to show up. You think it can happen or what?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, I mean, we're putting it on air here.
Oh, right. So I just think it should be at a park though. I really do think, but if you think, you know, we could do it at my house, I guess, but I just...
Well, again, we're adults. I mean, we don't need to go to, you know, the pipes or the embankment or anything. I mean, we all got bank accounts. We all can chip in and bring food and roll in some kegs.
Yeah, but again, it's a senior citizen home. I don't know if they'll take kindly to that.
You don't live in a retirement community.
No, but there's rules, man. There's rules.
Yeah, but the people up at the pool might come right down those flights of stairs
to your place. Oh, that like the one last year that didn't fucking give me a time of day? Yeah.
Well, you're a new man. I mean, you got to get a new car still.
I know. I was at the gym today. There's enough pussy there to cure cancer.
How does that work?
Well, I think the scientists haven't tried it yet, but I think if you put enough hot women in one room, I think it'll make peace with the world.
So you're able to see more wall-to-wall chicks at the gym, so that made you forget the previous one?
What previous one?
Well, the one that you've been stalking in the gym.
I haven't seen her in a while, because I'm not going the right... Yeah, right. For temporarily, yes. I'm on to some other ones now. I mean, I was in there today... And, by the way, I almost died of a heart attack, a heart murmur going on.
Did you also try the complimentary angle with any of them? Like, you know, you got some great shoulder development. I don't know. What was it?
His advice was, he told me, this guy said that he went to the gym, big muscle head guy, you know, went to the gym and said... Oh, I saw this girl. She had a phenomenal shoulders and back. And I went up to her and I said, I just got to tell you, your shoulders and back, amazing. And then he walked away. Mm-hmm. And then his point is that now when he sees her, he gets the nod.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, for me...
To be complimentary.
Stop with the vagina and asshole thinking for a second and start to find something else that you can compliment them on to start the discussion. So that's kind of where I need your help because... I can't get past the tits and ass. So like, what would I compliment someone on that doesn't sound... Like, I could never go up and say shoulders and back. I'm sorry. That's not me. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. That's not what I do. So, do you have any ideas of what I could compliment someone on?
Well, like, listen. Like I've said numerous times before, that perhaps you can even use the tact of
You could park a car in there.
Showing that you're not so above asking a woman for a spot.
Oh, fucking the spot again?
Mm-hmm.
Pink taffy? You're going to put my head basically between her legs when she's spotting me, and you want me to just keep it honest?
Okay, so let's put it this way then. What if you're doing like an incline barbell?
Communion?
What if you're doing, not barbell, what if you're doing an incline dumbbell press so that then it's really spotting your elbows, right?
I can't in that ask way,
so that
to spot
you're not
me.
Lying flat, you're an incline, and then that way they're standing behind you to support your
because
elbows.
Because a girl doesn't want to be put in that position to spot a guy unless she's dating him, maybe.
Don't know that, though.
I do know that.
A girl like that then might not mind be pointing in that position because you don't mind. You're not above asking a woman for help. You're being vulnerable in a way.
I guess, but, you know, I don't see a girl coming to me and saying, hey, could you stretch me out?
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Oh. Well, I think that, anyways, today I was looking at some chicks. First of all, everywhere there's ass everywhere, wall to wall, fucking everywhere, okay? In every ass, in every slit, I mean, some of these chicks are showing their slit. I mean, it's like a coin slot. It's like fucking, I want to put a dollar through it. It's like, they're everywhere, man. And when I do a set and I'm up, I'm trying not to, I don't know where my eyes should go, right? I'm looking around and everywhere I look, I see tits and asshole. So I'm trying to, you know, look at the ceiling. I look at my fucking sneakers. You know, I'm walking around.
You're just avoiding eye contact. You look like...
So it makes it more obvious, right? Like, this guy is fucking weirdo. Like, what's he doing? And I'm doing laps around my bench.
Look guy. Always look guy.
So what do I... So anyways, and my heart started going today. Fucking flipping, fucking all of a sudden was racing. Like a fucking butterfly was trapped in there.
Because of all the women?
I don't know. It was weird for a while. I stopped working out and had to walk around. And I can't believe it's because of the women, but maybe. And this, it's one thing that they're hot, okay, but they're doing sexual fucking porno positions. And I should know this because I've seen every porno ever made. And they're doing the fucking where they hold the kettlebell and they're doing the squat thing. Well, guess what? They're squatting on my cock when they do that. They are. Or they're fucking doing the, they're laying on a bench, but then they're using their legs to curl up, you know, whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's where your legs would be if I was behind you, walking around like a wheelbarrow. The fuck? So it's like, and you know, they all come in shapes and sizes. I told you there's a girl now I'm on that I didn't think I would ever look at who's 6 feet tall, easy 6 feet tall. And kind of big bone structured, but...
amazingly put together well.
Yes, her tits, her ass. I mean, so I'm under her now, which she used to come in with her mother. And her mother was like probably 60. Well, let's see. She's probably 30. Yeah, 60 years old, whatever. Mom-daughter combo. And the mom's not been showing up lately. And I was working out today. I'm like, I was already thinking through like what I would say to her if I approached her. And I'd be like, you know, hey, where's your mom? Right? Which is kind of really, I wouldn't hopefully say it that way. But I was like, maybe, hey, didn't you used to work out with your mom? Now, I think that's still weird, too, because she'd be like, why are you talking about, like.
Or you could, again, and or if it were to present itself in such a way where, say, you guys were kind of in relatively close proximity working out, you make eye contact and you just kind of make a random, you know, a relatively flippant comment like, hey, where's your workout partner? Which may suggest perhaps to the receiver of that comment that, oh, he's noticed us or noticed me or, you know, is observant.
Well, you can't have a threesome without three, you know? Because I've already had a threesome with him more than once. And I never really, the more you talk about this mom-daughter thing, it's peculiar. I mean, because the daughter looks beautiful, right? She, you know, and having the mom in the room, I think, adds another layer of, well, obviously, anytime you have two vaginas in a room, it's double the power. But what I'm saying is when you bring in the mom, I kind of like the fact that mommy approves that her daughter's getting rammed by me and getting aroused by that. And then mommy can't be left out. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a lot of shit's going on. Like I'll feel her as well. I'm servicing everybody. I'm making people happy. Mommy, you know, so mommy's.
So it comes back to the Freudian piece.
Well, but this is a threesome and not my mom. So it's okay.
All right.
But I don't know. I would like to approach her. She's okay. So here's one where I wonder if she's taller than me too, which is, I don't know, makes me weird.
Yeah. But it also shows that you're not intimidated.
All right. So let's set it up. What could I say to her? What can I say to her?
Notice you're down a workout partner.
It's been too long. I've been stalking her too long without her mom. You know what I mean? Like, it.
Well, you want to carry on the, you know, the more empathic, you know, sensitive approach? Like, geez, you know, I'm assuming it's your mom. Is she okay? I haven't seen her in a while.
I can't say that. She doesn't know me. That's weird.
Yeah, but in your mind, she knows you pretty well already.
I'll figure it out. I don't know, man. But I think the advice about stop thinking about the vagina for a second and try to have a dialogue, an opening thing.
As if they're just people, you mean?
Yeah. But they're not just people, are they? Not with a vag or not. So, I mean, there's got to be a way to break the ice. I'll figure it out. Or will I?
Well, while you're figuring that out, we'll be right back. Okay. So you think you got problems with the situation.
Fucking fat boy today, boy.
You're coming through loud and clear. I think that was good. So,
what?
I was going to say, so I'd welcome everyone back to episode 21 of So You Think You Got Problems With The Situation. But as you could hear, there's some pretty good off mic chatter. And like I sort of jokingly said to you, do you think, Marty, that you got a little test anxiety when we get behind the mics? It just doesn't roll as smoothly because now you feel as if you have to be on when if you just relax and be yourself.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, Marty.
be myself?
Yeah.
That's been the I thought that was the idea of the show is to try to identify who I am and act like a normal human being, I guess.
Well, no, because in this setting, this is where you can just be yourself and try to figure out how to be a little bit less like yourself when you're not here.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Sounded good.
All right. Well, we're talking about my exes, and I think you're talking about how, the pattern or trend might be that I subconsciously, from my childhood, try to reinvent the same atmosphere that I grew up in,
Right. Obviously it's not premeditated, maybe subconsciously to a degree, but where there's a certain level of friction or conflict that you're most comfortable, sort of living in, which I wonder too, right?
Feel comfortable.
Well, I'm not making fun of you at all when I say this, because I hope it doesn't sound the way in which does not sound the way in which it may come off as, but given the fact that you've been living a single life and you've been alone, if you will, for the past, better part of the last couple of years, does that sort of even, does it even feel that much louder, figuratively, because you're left to be like with you, and there's nothing to echo or bounce back, or you have any sounding board, whether it's a conflict or not with anything or anyone else, you know, which has got to be really difficult, because if you're used to having that kind of banter, that kind of friction in a home, you haven't had anything or anyone to have that sort of, serve and volley with.
First of all, I don't enjoy the serve and volley. I mean, that's not my comfort zone. It might be something that I'm used to, I guess, from my growing up days, but I don't enjoy the moments of arguing. I mean, you know what I mean? The volatile arguments and shit like that. Or the repercussions of it, of, you know, being kicked out and stuff. So, I mean, but to answer your question, yeah, right now, yes, I don't have a sounding board or, it's mano a mano. It's me and me, and that's a bitch, because it's a bitch.
You know, I don't know why I was thinking of this, but it just, something you said earlier that I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
One of the, traits, or one of the things you inherited, because you're talking about like having really sort of itchy, you know, internal feel itchy, and then you had to come up with, finally, after so many different tests and all these sort of things, you found this simple over-the-counter, you know, remedy, so you felt less, you know, sort of having like some allergic reaction. And then you were mentioning in terms of, you know, the dry skin and all these sort of things, and how you soothe yourself with baths.
Hey, now.
That's something, though, that you took a page out of your old man's playbook, huh? He took a lot of baths, too?
I did. He taught me well. He fucking loved it. It runs in our family. I think also it has a lot to do with chaos, and that was the place to go to.
Right.
Lock yourself in the bathtub, in the bathroom, and soothe yourself.
Just open up your wrists.
Basically. Right. Of course, I told you I got to cut down on that right now. I'm turning into a fucking reptile, man. I'm peeling all over the place, itching like a motherfucker. I mean, it's not good. So, in fact, it's so bad now I can't keep my legs in the bathtub because...
What, you gotta hang them over off to the side?
Yeah, because the water's so, it's irritating my skin. I'm taking too many baths, okay?
So what's an alternative?
Shower.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
I guess, but...
But I guess the idea then is you need something warm, something...
Pussy.
All right. Something comforting, something pussy. Warm. Okay.
Pussy. Yeah,
how are the online, jokingly, I said, you'd mentioned one of the things you had not gotten any sort of replies from. I don't know, is there kind of like apps, right? You know, what is, or podcasts, podcasts, you know, in terms of what are the popular ones out there? What are the ones that are getting the most downloads? Are there certain dating sites, certain online things that are the more used, or, you know, the more popular, the ones that tend to have the best, I don't know, feedback for people? Do you know? Is there, you know, in terms of Billboard Hot 100, you know, what's the top 10 list?
No. I mean, you know, you hear about Match and Zoosk and...
Because it seems like there's just so many out there. Which one do you choose from? And again, which ones tend to be the if not the most popular, the most effective.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. You got to be on more than one at a time, supposedly. I mean, I don't know. I'm fucking so disgusted in the whole thing. I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, like, okay, so, like, I was on Match, and, okay, now I'm going to switch over to something else, and all of a sudden they're going to come filing in. I don't really, you know, maybe there's a different group of women there, but it's the same old shit. You saw my profile.
Yeah, so have you called the photographer?
No. No.
You know, all right, at the risk of sounding like I'm being
Dad.
Too overly directive, how come?
I don't know. I don't know. He's going to take pictures of me where? On the winter outside? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, hey, snowflake.
I mean, what the fuck is he going to... How's he going to spruce me up?
That'd be great. I mean, you can bring outfits to the shoot.
Seriously, this guy knows. Does he do this?
Yeah. He's got cards and everything.
Yeah, well, it makes it official, I guess. Fucking next thing you know, I'm in this dungeon on some fucking spinning wheel.
What's a ball gag?
Ball gag. I don't know.
So you don't have to bring any outfits.
Walk me around a leash.
That'd be funny.
I'll give him a call, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, you know what I heard? There's a person that was telling me the other day that he and his family, they already have some, you know, pet dogs, but they were looking to rescue a boxer or boxers, you know. And I didn't, a couple of things, actually, this is kind of sad to hear. I didn't realize boxers have a relatively short life expectancy. On average, like 10 years. I'm like, Jesus, I hope you don't adopt something that's 9 years. But it was kind of, it really seemed like an adoption kind of situation where they're going to bring one of the potential adoptees out to the home, do like a home finder's right. thing, check out everything, see how it got along with the family and the other dogs.
They should do that with women. That'd be kind of neat.
See how it gets along.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, it's like with breakups, right? How do you use those euphemisms that the corporate world uses, right?
Right.
You know, we downsized the family, you know, we had an early retirement from the family, or, right. you know, we had a separation. We right-sized the family.
That makes it sound so much better, right?
Right.
I wonder if we could do that. Women come over, they could check out if they want to live with me and hang out with me and have sex with me. You know, if they're compatible. Sounds like a hooker. The sex part.
Yeah, it kind of does. But what if we took it one step further? What if you did a home finder and you went to different people's houses to see if you were a fit for them?
Like, for a relationship, you mean?
It's just like... Well, like your mother-daughter tandem at the gym.
Hey, now. Yeah, I'd be up for that. I'm going to say something to her.
Good for you. What would you say?
Where's your mom? No, I
wouldn't. So that's not really... So now she's thinking, well, you're into my mom. You don't want anything to do with me.
I'll get into both of you. No, I haven't thought of what I'm going to say.
Actually, what I thought, and this is probably not the best stuff, but this is what I thought. You know, sometimes you don't know what a woman might look like in her older age. Well, I mean, if you feel like her mother's pretty attractive, there's a pretty good chance that she's going to turn out looking like her mom.
Right. Okay. Well, so what can I say to her? Hey, you know, tits are amazing.
You could say that. But I wouldn't open it with that.
How about, like,
Man, this is where you really get stuck, don't you?
Yeah, see, that's it. Let's role play right now, okay? So you're the check.
I'm not going to respond to you. I'm just...
No, you will. It's called role playing.
Okay.
So, like, I'm working out, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just drop the weights, you know?
You can't control your weight?
Just drop the weights. Now, see,
that's my pet peeve. What? Like, especially even guys like who clearly, you know, like have worked out and, you know, are into fitness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how you have to like just like slam the weights that you can't control. Like, you're doing a set with something and you haven't dropped them in terms of, so why would you drop them at the end of a set if you're not dropping them during the set, right? Just control the movement. Control the weight the whole way through.
How about when they're banging the weights together? The dumbbells. Like, they make them click when they hit the dumbbells together.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why some dumbbells, right? A lot of them now are, like, kind of rubber.
Right.
They have that rubber exterior.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Well, what would you say?
Oh, so I guess it comes down to where would you say it? When she's walking out of the gym, when she's in the middle of her fucking workout, you know, where's the appropriate time to mix in some words?
Well, probably when you've made eye contact.
I've already made eye.
Well, when she's made eye contact with you as well.
Well, she doesn't look at me because I'm making so much eye contact.
So you're making her uncomfortable.
Probably.
Well, okay, so then maybe stop looking or staring or ogling so much, okay. But that we're the eye contact is relatively inadvertent, and you just kind of, you know, give sort of the nonverbal body language, like the head nod, how you doing, that kind of thing.
What? Head nod?
Yeah,
verbal.
It's just kind of like, you know, hey,
like, what's up? Hi. Like, passing them each other in high school and in the aisle? There, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, listen, they're there for a reason. So are you, and that's to work out. It's not a bar.
I know, but how am I going to... I'm not going to just do the head nod with her.
Well, I mean, it's acknowledging that the person's there. Or are you done with this? Or, you know, again, like you said, she's a well-built kind of into fitness, so I'm sure you're using the same weights that she is.
I'll have to spot her.
Are you done with this?
That
would be great. You should, like, go to the bench and just have the 45-pound barbell there. Just, yeah, like, do you mind spotting me?
I got to get a beer.
All right, we'll be right back. So I think you got around the situation. Welcome back. So you think you got problems with the situation?
I don't like your spotting idea.
Or the fact that if she, let's say she's using 30 pounds, like maybe doing like triceps.
Yeah.
And you point, you know, she's done, and you point to the fives. You go, are you going to use these?
Why would
make a joke out of it? That kind of thing.
See, this is why I can't do it. How about just taking a couple shots before I go to the gym?
You could do that. A little liquid courage.
Yeah.
Then what? So what would be the difference between an opening sort of, you know, if you will, how are you? Not under the influence versus an how are you under the influence?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. I don't know what I would say under the influence. I'd probably end up complimenting her on her beauty.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know, body parts, but, you know, something stupid and corny that would...
Right, so that might actually get a laugh, get a giggle.
Yeah. Tickle. I'm sorry. Yeah, all right, I don't know. I'm tired of talking about it. I got to find a fucking... You're not that helpful, by the way.
You could show up with some
Dozen roses?
Some ripped shorts. You could show up some ripped shorts.
Oh, the cowbell hanging out?
Yes. I noticed you're working with these kettlebells. I got one right here.
Grab a hold of these. yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I can show her my balls. Okay, that's an idea. You just told me, though, it shouldn't be sexual. I'm trying to just, you know, compliment her on something else.
I'm just like, you know the scene in Grown Ups? I think it was Grown Ups 2 where they're getting a car washed.
And, yeah.
And it's the male cheerleading team that's washing it. I got this image of you wearing short shorts at a gym.
Around with your... What the fuck's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Your nutsack.
A fucking nutsack. It's going to be in her mouth. Eventually. If I can get past her boobs with it.
Drag it
right on her forehead.
So what do you do? Because the gym's been so crowded, you haven't talked about taking any pictures either lately.
I know. I haven't because
I've gotten away from that, huh?
I have. I'm nervous now. I don't know. I stopped doing it, and now I don't feel the urge. Because I'm the risk, you know? I feel like I don't know.
You might end up in the back of a police car.
No shit. Like, I think I was in a group where I took it out. I was taking pictures all the time.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, fuck, this is great. Now I've taken so long, I haven't taken one, and now I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to do. I don't know if to take a picture or not. So, I don't know, man. But somehow, I don't know. I think it's a bad idea maybe going up to a chick at the gym, period. Yeah, nice shoulders.
Yeah, but listen, though, like we talked about, in all seriousness, there's very few social opportunities that you have in your everyday life, because again, you just don't, you know, have the type of routine that necessitates you to go out the door every day.
I know. That's why I think I'm so focused at the, unfortunately, the gym. That's where I'm seeing women, you know, and they're in fucking sexy stuff. And, you know, that's why I keep talking to you about going to approach the chick at the gym, because where else am I going to approach them? Nowhere. So, but the gym's probably not the best place to do any of that stuff, you know. It's difficult. You look at me like, no, it's not.
No, I'm just looking at you.
What?
Listening.
So it's like, I don't know. I think you know what I should do? I think I should go over to the chick mm-hmm. without any game plan at all.
Right.
And then just see where my mouth takes me. Seriously. Just go over there. Because once you're in front of her, you're committed. Like, you have to say something. Right? You can't just walk away.
It'd be funny if you just did walk away, slink away more than anything.
I mean, but like, if you put yourself in that position, your mind, you have to, something's got to come out of your mouth. And maybe that will be, you know, a major.
So you can't overthink it. You just like forget about coming up with the best laid plan, because even that, even if you had the greatest line in the world or the greatest setup to where you know exactly what you're going to say, by the time you get there, you might be making an audible at the line. The next thing you know, you're not even executing the original plan.
Although the risk of going up there without any plan at all means that you know, outside of hi, how are you?
You better have the guts, guile, and debonair.
Whatever you just said, yes. I mean, because otherwise you're fucked. Hi, how are you? Hi. And then what? That's it?
Well, regardless of how it turns out, it might make for a good story.
It might. I think I need to put myself in a position where we talked about rejection, mm-hmm. right? Let's start it.
Right. I mean, listen, I say this jokingly, but in all seriousness, it's not that you're not unfamiliar with rejection.
Dude.
Right. So this won't necessarily, I mean, it may not be new to you if that's what it comes down to. So it's not really like, oh, geez, this is weird. I've never felt this before. What do I do now?
Yeah, but I'm familiar with the rejection by being rejected by people who are familiar with me. Now you're talking about a stranger who would, I'm not actually not worried about the rejection part. I'm just worried about the fucking intro part. I would love it if I went there and got rejected and I made an attempt and I said something half decent but still got turned down.
Right, because then you got some feedback.
It's got some feedback, but I'm not really worried about the rejection part.
And then you can come back and like with a joke and say, listen, you know, kind of like when colleges or jobs, you know, I'm sorry, you're not the right one for this position. You can say like, well, what can I do better next time for the next job I apply to.
So the girl who just rejected me?
Right. What could I have done better so that it might work out for the next job I apply to?
I want to just hand them a piece of paper. I told you this before. They can just check a box. There'll be a questionnaire on there.
You want to go out with me?
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
That's dumb.
Yeah, but cute.
I don't know. Maybe it's too difficult at the gym. I don't know. But I'm not, you know, where else am I going to go? Where's the pool of candidates?
At your house.
When's the party happening?
This summer.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, we're done tonight.
Yeah.
I'm fading out. I feel tired today.
Yeah, man, you come in with all this energy and then what happens?
All right.
So everyone, pencil that in. So you think you got problems with the situation?
You ever try women's garments or anything?
No.
Uh-oh, edit time.